Welcome to the 2011 Virginia Film Festival. We're here with our first of our interviews this morning. Help me pronounce your name. Why don't you say your name for us for the mic?
Well, the correct pronunciation would be Eduardo Montes Bradley, but I'm also known as Edward Montes Bradley, and that also helps a lot.
Okay. I think it was the Montes Bradley that I was getting caught up on. And you're an American writer and filmmaker. You've been in this country since, just reading up on you on Wikipedia, you've been here since the 1980s,
yes.
But you were originally from Argentina.
Yes, sir. I was born in Argentina.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your career and then the film that you're showing today here at this weekend at the film festival.
Well, in fact, it's an interesting parable because I started my life doing documentaries mm-hmm. in Central America during the wars of El Salvador and Nicaragua in those contingencies there in the late 1970s, early 1980s. I did about 16 documentaries back then before I moved to... I got into the business of distribution because I thought that, you know, making feature films was what my ambition and what I wanted to do, making fiction feature films. Yes. And I, soon after making three or four of those for Columbia Pictures back in the 1980s, I realized that that's not what I wanted to do after all. And I went back to documentary filmmaking, and I believe that that is my call. That is what I want to do. And that is also what brings me to this festival, no, with Evita.
Right, so you've done a documentary on Evita Perón, who many Americans may only know her from the musical, but you present who she was as a person from her sort of hard scrabble roots as an entertainer, and then marrying an up-and-coming political star, and then becoming the first lady of the country. So tell us a bit about Evita and how you portray her in your documentary.
It was very personal for me. It was very hard to make. Mm-hmm. The film is entirely made out of, as a tribute to the newsreels of the 1940s. It's entirely made with newsreels, with footage, mm-hmm. except for two or three shots that I needed as establishment shots. It was very difficult for me, first of all, because I grew up in a family that was extremely anti-Peronist and anti-fascist, mm-hmm. and as an act of rebellion, I would say in my early teenager years, I became part of the Evita Youth. Yes, and I became extremely anti-Evita when I started growing up. So, touch Evita is a subject that is very dear and very 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 conflicting for all of us, Argentines. That grew up there, and especially during those years. And but I wanted to be as unbiased as possible. I know that is an impossible call, but I did my best, and I hope that shows on the film. I tried to show Evita from the newsreels of the propaganda days, of the Peronist days, and Evita from the propaganda footage of the anti-Peronist regime that overthrew Peron in 1955.
Well, I've spoken to other documentary filmmakers before, and they've talked about the challenge of, you know, they fall in love with their subject, and they have to try to remain unbiased when they present it. So, how do you approach this with a subject that you already feel so emotional about? And during the filmmaking process, did you find your feelings about her as a person may have changed?
Well, in my case, it's exactly the contrary, because I did not. I felt a lot of things for Evita except love. Mm-hmm. Most, I would say, is a profound hate for the figure, for what she represented. So, how can you approach it? How can you dedicate an entire year of your life to try to present this woman in a manner that would be unbiased, that would be fair, that wouldn't be hypocritical. Mm-hmm. It was very difficult. I had lengthy conversations, I remember, with my dad, with friends, with family members. It was difficult. It was a difficult thing, process to go through. Definitely more expensive than going to the shrink.
Well, you've been politically active all of your adult life, well, even as a young man, you said. Would you say this is, are you a political filmmaker, and would you say this is a political film?
No, I'm not. I believe that that documentarians, when they become politically engaged, they end up always doing propaganda or pamphletarian, which is interesting. It's an interesting subject. I mean, if you do pamphlets, that's pamphlets. I think that is a very risky situation. You have to try to detach yourself as much as you can, although it is impossible to do it, you know, unroot it completely. You can't take your perspective or your political views out of what you do. But one of the greatest problems that Latin America faces today, especially also Spain, also Italy and Greece, that they face when it comes to the commentarians, is that they don't find a middle ground. They are great. They represent political parties as if they were representing advertising agencies. And you end up with advertising. You end up with propaganda. And that is not cool. That is not good.
Okay. So you see political filmmaking as related to or very close to propaganda, and that's you try to avoid that when you're doing your films.
Most definitely so. In my case, it's an exercise to try to stay away from propaganda. It's an exercise, an imperative exercise to think. It's a filmmaking helps me to think.
This is not your first biographical film. You've done documentaries on other historical people, political leaders and artists. Who are some of the other people that you've profiled in your documentaries, and how has that been different from documenting Evita Perón?
Well, the first classification I did after a little while, after I began making documentaries on real subjects, was those who were dead and those who were alive.
Okay.
In the case that those who were alive, it was a problem because they have somebody to answer to. Now, when they're dead, it's a lot easier because, you know, you don't have to answer to corpses. But I was wrong because then you have to answer to the widows. For example, in the case of Jorge Luis Borges, you had to answer to Maria Kodama. In the case of Julio Cortazar, you had to answer to Aurora Bernardes. So behind every great man, there is also a woman who holds up the rights and the royalties and have a word to say in your documentary. So there is no perfect subject. But my favorite probably was Jorge Luis Borges, and it still is. And right now, I'm shooting my second documentary on Jorge Luis Borges here in Charlottesville.
You know that we have an extensive collection of his books and manuscripts at the University of Virginia Library.
I know that. You know that. But not many people do.
Not many people know that.
And my film is about Jared Lowenstein, founder and curator of the Jorge Luis Borges collection. And I was surprised by the fact that way into the film, about my fourth or sixth weeks of shooting the film, I would run into very prominent people here in Charlottesville that did not know that the collection exists.
Jared Lowenstein had a long history at the library. He worked there for 50 years. Yeah, 50 years. And he met Borges as a young man and impressed him as a person. And arranged to get much of his collection stored here at the Special Collections Library. So I'm very glad that you're here and that you're giving focus to the work that he did, because Jared recently retired, but he's still very much active.
Thank you. Yes, exactly. And we're getting together at least right now once a week to film and once a week just to chat, because he's a wonderful individual.
Yes, he is. Well, and then perhaps we'll see your film on Jared Lowenstein and Borges at a future Virginia Film Festival.
Most definitely next year I'll be here.
Your film, Evita the Documentary, screens Friday at 11:30 a.m. on the Regal 3 Downtown Mall.
Yes, and I'll be there to answer questions after the film and to present the film.
Excellent. Well, we all look forward to that. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you very much.